Hello, and welcome to APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. This is the show dedicated to you, the homeowner, for you to experience the Dixie difference. If we can help you with any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs, give us a call at 913-825-6600. My name is Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Wolford.
And welcome to APW, Help for Homes. We love doing this every weekend. To help you, the homeowner, with everything with your plumbing and heating and air conditioning needs, although it is chilly out there. So we got some great information today about keeping you nice and cozy by taking care of your furnace in your home. So make sure that you stay tuned on that. Also, got some tips about why you do not want to wear shoes in your house. So stay tuned.
Wait, shouldn't that be a question? Do you want to wear shoes in your house or not?
That is
the question.
Do you?
See, you already gave them the, you already told them
what
they should do.
But why? That's what we're going to go over. Check in some batteries. We're going to tell you where you need to check those batteries to save you lots of money.
I got something better.
What's that?
I got something tons better.
Okay, tell me.
So I have a story for you, but I'm waiting till the second segment because I have to stop laughing.
Oh.
Because Dixie said, don't tell the story while you laugh.
Right.
Because people can't hear you.
It doesn't make
sense.
So
if you guys don't know, which most of you should, is that Alec, my oldest son, right, is moved to Kansas City and he's going to go to school, right? So he's going to go to Johnson County Community College and then he said he wants to go to KU. Right?
Woohoo, go KU.
Sorry, Missouri people, but that's what he decided. No influence on us. So
he is, Keith and I are a married couple. Let's back up just a little bit, just in case. We run APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. We've done that for almost 15 years now and been in the industry longer than that. But between us, we have 5 children. You have 2 previously.
Which I was never married, just to clarify.
A great and wonderful clarification. And then so at 19, I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. So your 19-year-old is coming from Denver to live with us.
Well, it's a good thing. You're my first wife.
He's my man child now is what I'm calling him affectionately, our man child that's living in our home. And then we have our fourth grader, second grader, and our kindergartner,
right.
2 boys and a girl. So we've added now to the family, which is awesome. And so he just moved in with us just like the other day. And he was recruited in by the 3 little kiddos. So that's the story you want to talk about. So you want to stay tuned on this, how our, especially our youngest, the kindergartner, Miss Quincy.
I am telling you guys, this is the funniest story.
Recruited him
into the family. 5 different times that night. It was so fun. I've been laughing for days.
Might be poop involved.
Want this story.
So moving in, I want to make sure everyone knows about a free furnace sale going on till the end of January with a qualified purchase of an air conditioner. So if you are, you know, freezing, it's just not keeping up, your furnace that is, and it's 16, 17 years old or older. Call us for a free estimate so we can come out and properly size out your furnace. We do a load calculation, which is just a fancy way of making sure we get the right size furnace and air conditioner for your home. And we got that nice printed out for you so that you have that. And you can get the free furnace with the qualifying purchase of an air conditioner only through the month of January from APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Call for your free estimate right now at 913-825-6600. Again, 913-825-6600. I also want to get into, you know, we're doing lots of work on furnaces, obviously. They're not keeping up. So when we go out to the home, we're having lots of downright dirty furnaces. And so before we even get to the work, a lot of furnaces, we have to clean them before we can actually get any work done, which takes us longer to do to service you as the customer. You do get a great, you get a cleaning, which is wonderful. But at the same token, if you would have been able to keep that cleaning up every season, you may not have to have had us out for service to begin with.
Right. Actually, I think we should have started this whole thing off with, hey, Keith, what is the biggest problem we have out there? And then I could have said, people are lazy. They will not clean their furnaces and air conditioners.
Let's put them down.
Well, it's horrible.
Well, you know what? We're lazy, too. I mean, we're not just down there cleaning our furnaces. We have to call and have one of our guys come out and do
it. Okay, well, then we have somebody do it, right?
Right.
So we're not being lazy.
It's right? Pick up the phone. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're running into a huge problem with a few things, actually, and we talk about this a lot, but you need to understand is that if you would change a couple of the habits, you could reduce tons of not only your energy bills, but you could reduce service calls, which are a horrible waste of money.
And what we want to do is make sure that we communicate the problems that we see so often in the field to you, the listener, so that you can learn from other people's mistakes and hopefully not make those mistakes. And it will save you money in the long run. That's what we love to do on APW Help for Home Show. And that's what you get from the Dixie Difference, from Keith and I really telling you about the problems that we see day in and day out. That's how we make a living, is by people's mistakes, for the most part, is that they don't take care of their furnaces.
And their air conditioners.
But the furnace season right now, and then just by a little bit of investment every season, by making sure that you put in on that cleanings, basically, is what we call them, or our furnace safety and clean checks that we do. We have a radio special that's only $49 that you should take advantage of when you're calling APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. And we always run this. You just have to let them know that you heard us on the radio and you get the special. But then we always love to tell folks about our energy savings agreement. And what that is where we come out twice a year to clean your furnace and clean your air conditioner and make sure everything is in tip-top shape. And, of course, then you are a priority customer. If you have any problems that come up or arise, we'll make sure that you're top of the list and priority to get to and see. And then you get special discounts by being an energy savings customer, by making sure you take care of your furnace and your air conditioner every season in order to make sure that it lasts longer for you. You basically get up to 5% efficiency that is lost every time you don't clean your furnace. So the loss of up to 5% each season is a huge, a huge deficit that you lose when you combine that over 10 years of, you know, a furnace's life.
That's 50% efficiency.
Up to, absolutely. Right. And so that's just money you're throwing down the drain with a little bit of investment each season to make sure you're cleaning, checking it, fine-tuning it, and having somebody look it over. Then at that point, you've got a furnace that's going to last you even longer than it should, which is wonderful, and it's going to give you lower utility bills by making sure you're maintaining it correctly.
Right. We run into this a lot, and we talk to customers personally, and we try to help them. You just have to decide to either, you know, trust the advice and do it or not to, but we're not going to give you bad advice on how to take care of your equipment. You know, the cleanings, it may not seem like much to you. You know, I understand there's a lot of companies that come out there and don't clean very well. And we take a great deal of pride in making sure that our service techs, when they do cleanings, they do them extremely well. But what ends up happening is, you have to understand, is we go into houses and most of them are installed, first of all, incorrectly. So we're already dealing with an install that was done improperly, or things were done not to the degree they should have to allow the equipment to run well. So then what we're trying to do then is deal with what caused the problem.
Yeah, let me do a little clarification. Obviously, you're talking about equipment that was not installed by APW.
Yeah.
Because the APW standard is we go in for the perfect install anytime we replace any equipment. The Dixie Difference is making sure it's a perfect install. So, but as far as industry standards, when you see all across the United States, is that there's lots of equipment that's been installed that was not installed properly. Either they didn't go through the right training, or they're in a hurry, or they're just being lazy. Whatever the reason, if the equipment isn't installed properly, well, then the equipment doesn't actually work well. I mean, it's right. Just like a car down the manufacturing lane. If, you know, you got somebody not doing their job down the manufacturing lane when you're making that car, well, the car's going to be a lemon. You know, and it's not the car's fault. It's the person who actually installed that.
Right. And all of the industries, every one of you run into this. If you do computer programming, and you know that if a step is missed, there's problems. I mean, every one of our jobs, we could all sit there and look at an aspect of it and say, if it wasn't done properly by a person in the department, all of it's messed up for all of us. And we kind of know that feeling. The difference is trying to relate it to another industry like heating and cooling. And that's where, you know, for us, the big place we start is your filters. We're going to talk about your filters, what you should replace them in. But the filter area that you insert the filter typically should not have gaps in it. So when it does have a gap in the filter rack, on the front or back side of the filter, we get excess amount of dirt into where your blower motor is at. And the filter was originally designed to protect a blower motor. Now, over time, the technology has increased where the filters are now protecting us with our air, which is important. But that blower motor, when it gets so much dirt into it, I mean, we'll go in there and seriously, we'll open up the blower door. There'll be so much dirt in there that the wheel, the squirrel cage, will just be packed full of dirt. You can take your finger and it'll just take layers of dirt off. And think about that just for 1 second. If I can take my finger and just wipe the fan blade, and there's that much dirt on it, imagine how much is being blown throughout your house in small particles. But that blower motor takes on an excessive amount of weight, and it fills in the cup part, which I'll explain after our break because Dixie's going to tell me we're going to break, and it doesn't allow for it to have proper airflow. So just cleaning alone messes up the blower motor and stops the proper airflow from happening, which destroys your motor.
So
itself.
The point of it all is to clean your furnace and have a professional do it. It's not something, there's a lot of electrical components in there. Don't want you actually going in and cleaning the blower motor, which is what pushes the air 365 days throughout your home. That's something you want a professional to come in and clean it correctly because you want it to work effectively. As well as it could possibly can. Now, we've got to definitely take a quick break. So thanks for listening to APW Help for Homes. We've got the free furnace sale going on till the end of January with the qualifying purchase of an air conditioner. Call now for your free estimate at 913-825-6600. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, and welcome back to APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I'm Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Wilford.
And welcome back. And I think I've determined that you have to stop feeding me before the show, because I'm like trying to get all the chocolate peanuts out of my mouth right before you come in. And so then I'm like, I feel like I'm, you know, making these weird noises on the microphone here. So
okay,
you've got to stop buying those chocolate almonds. Whatever.
Yeah, they're a dark chocolate. I'm not a big dark chocolate person.
They're really good.
But these dark chocolate almonds by Orchard Valley are incredible. They have.
Are you doing a commercial for them?
Yeah, maybe so. But
maybe.
We come to this the radio station and they have a little automated kitchen. So you just pick the items, you scan it, and you pay. And yeah. I always pay, so
you
I want to be honest.
Spend like $10.
Yeah, $10 every time we come in because I get a Monster Orange energy drink.
Right.
And then I get a Dr. Pepper, I get you a Coke, and I get two packets of almond dark chocolate, which come up to just at $10,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we get them. They are incredibly good.
We are really healthy eaters. Yeah. At least we picked dark chocolate. That's supposed to be better for you.
Yeah, it is. It's much better
really
for you.
Really healthy eaters.
I don't know. I think it's healthy.
Welcome back to APW Help for Homes, folks. Sorry, I went on a tangent there for a second, but we want to welcome you to the show, and we hope that you enjoy Keith and I talking everything about plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. And today, we're really getting into the subject of our furnaces and keeping them clean so that they can work efficiently for you. And have the longevity that you want and need out of your furnace. We've also got a couple other tips that we're going over. But before I get into the whole shoe wearing, if you should wear shoes in your house or not, I know you really wanted to talk about a story. Sometimes we share stories about our family. Keith and I are a married couple, and we have 5 kids between the two of us, 2 older and then 3 younger. But one of the olders has come back home and living in with us. And so he, our 19-year-old, is really got he just moved in the other day and really got initiated. That's the word I was looking for from our 6-year-old daughter. You want to tell the story?
Yeah. And it's not, they've been around together the whole time. So they know each other, but actually spending living together, they haven't done for years, right? Since they've gotten older. So we're sitting there on the couch, and you guys have to imagine this, and I'll try not to laugh as I do this. But so Quincy, our 6-year-old, is going around feeding gummy bear vitamins, right? And so me and Alec are sitting on the couch, and we're talking, just kind of hanging out. And Quincy walks over to him, and she has in her right hand 2 gummy bears and hands over to Alec. And I watched her do it, and I'm thinking, that's maybe not the best idea, right? Now, you have to understand, she's a 6-year-old girl. Now, the part that Alec
the
does.
The cutest 6-year-old girl in the whole wide world, of course.
And she's a beautiful girl,
absolutely adorably intelligent and fabulous.
No, she is really smart. I mean, this girl is overly smart. Right? But she has this issue with, you know, scratching her butt. So,
she does.
Yeah. And so anytime Quincy hands me something, I typically say, did you wash your hands? And if she says yes, I say, let me smell them.
Gross.
And before I ever touch anything she gives me, I verify this, right? And she laughs and thinks it's funny. And I said, Quincy, you're a lady, don't do that. Well, so you guys have to imagine. So my son is putting these in his mouth.
A 19-year-old.
And he's chewing on it. And he's like, wow, you kind of rubbed these, didn't you? And I was like, Alec, I don't know if I'd be eating that. And he goes, oh, no, it's good. And I was like, no, I don't know. Maybe you should smell Quincy's hands.
Oh, gosh.
So I go, Quincy, let Alec smell your hands. So this is the funniest part. You guys have to imagine. She puts his hands in his face. He smells, and the look on his face was the realization that he was eating poop. Yes. So because her hands smelt horrible. And she was rubbing these gummy vitamins.
So the gagging reflex started happening, huh?
His look was so horrible. I started laughing because it was cracking me up.
That was his initiation back home.
Right. So he goes to the kitchen. And he's like spitting them out and he's like gagging because he's trying to like make himself vomit or something to get rid of it. It was so horrible.
Oh my gosh.
But it was the funniest thing. I laughed 3 or 4 times.
That was pretty
funny. And I even told all of our service techs. Yeah. And now we told all of you.
All of Kansas City.
That Quincy scratches her butt and it smells sometimes.
Her bottom.
And if you ever get something from our daughter, always make sure she washed her hands.
Yeah, good thing she doesn't listen to the show, she would be mortified.
She's 6.
But
yeah, so don't do that.
Yeah, anyway. We do have cleanliness at our home. We really do.
We do, but you know what's
so I'm trying to figure out how to transition out of that. And it's wintertime, and so we scratch because we are dry and our skin is dry.
Except for Quincy, she scratches for different reasons.
Well, whatever reason, she's dry. And so it might be because you need a humidifier or need to double check that your humidifier works. So when we come out and do our annual checks for you, especially for your furnace this time of year, this is the time we also look into your humidifier to make sure that it's on, that it's working properly, that the water is being fed to it, that the humidifier pad is working and is in good working condition,
I should say.
And so that is important make sure that you have a humidifier that's working to bring in great stuff for your air. The whole home humidifier will automatically sense that your home needs more humidity. The humidistat, which is located on the return duct, will sense the air coming in from your home. And if it is below the set level of your humidistat, it will tell the humidifier to turn on to bring humidity up to the predetermined set level for your home. So APW Whole Home Humidifier comes in different sizes specifically for your home. A mid-sized to large homes around 4,000 square feet would deliver 17 gallons of water per day. So you think about it, that's a lot of water that you need to replenish back in your air. And you know, in the summertime, we have a lot of humidity, but it dries up around here during the wintertime. So how a whole humidifier really works, it's really simple. When your humidistat tells the humidifier that your home needs more humidity and that your furnace blower motor is operating, water will flow from the water feed tube into the distribution tray and trickle down the water panel. The dry, hot air from the furnace then blows across the water panel, creating a natural evaporation process. This vapor that is created will then be pushed back into the ductwork where it is distributed throughout your home by air blowing throughout the water blower motor. An APW humidifier is a bypass humidifier. All this means is that it requires a 6-inch duct connecting the supply and the return ducts. This way, the air bypasses the furnace. And so there you go. That's how a humidifier works and why you need one. So we're going to talk more about it.
Tell me about a vacation.
A vacation. Good. And you've been listening to APW Help for Homes. If you need a free estimate on any of these services, call us at 913-825-6600.
And welcome back to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I'm Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Williford.
And welcome back. We hope you're having a great weekend and coming into your new year with all your good New Year's resolutions. Keith, did you make any New Year's resolutions?
Yes.
Well, really? I'm putting you on the spot. I didn't prep you for this question.
Oh, no, you didn't prep me for this question. I'm going to work out more, which is already something that I've been doing.
You've been doing that.
So it's not a resolution. It's something I'm just going to add on to it.
Continue to do.
Right. What I was going to do is throw out our great Christmas gifts that we got. However, that didn't kind of match into there. So I was going to, I love to cook. You always talk that. I love to cook. And so it was just kind of funny because normally, you know, the husbands will get wives like cooking stuff. And that's what Dixie got me, even though I loved every one of them. I got a cool, 6-quart mixer to make dough and the rest of the stuff.
Yep, you sure did.
I loved it. And that's the funny thing, is it's exactly what I wanted. And
I don't know if that's just
weird. I don't know if that's weird or not, but that's exactly what I wanted, was that mixer.
That's a great. So your New Year's resolution is to mix dough.
Yeah, to make more food.
Lots of it.
Yeah, and you got me a pressure cooker.
Yep.
So I got a pressure cooker. I got a really cool mixer.
You got some slippers,
and too. And if you guys think I'm joking about it, I loved all those items. I was so happy when I got them. Because you don't understand what it's like to make pizza dough. When you're making like enough dough to make 30 pizzas, it's horrible after a while. So that mixer, it was the greatest thing I got. Yep.
Yes, and absolutely. And I also got you a picture of the, Nichols fountain down on the plaza.
I asked you to marry me.
That's where you asked me to marry, the worst day of my life. Just kidding. I mean, the best day of my life.
Oh, yeah. So, who ended up getting you pregnant 3 times?
Right, exactly.
Yep. That's right. So who's the smart one?
So I want to let you know, should you wear shoes in your house? Think about that.
I think we should.
You think you should?
Just
unless... You probably do. We wear shoes. Well, we kind of have to.
No,
have
we
dope.
Take them off.
Yeah. Several scientific studies suggest why that is a bad idea, and the reasons are pretty gross.
Okay.
Though some bacteria is good for us. If you've ever gotten the stomach virus, which I had last week, it was horrible. You know that other kinds of bacteria are not good bacteria, right? So a study done by University of Arizona found that the average of 421,000 different bacteria are on the bottom of your shoes. That's a lot of bacteria. So coliforms, if I say some of these wrong, a bacteria indicator of the level of sanitation of foods and waters, were detected on the bottoms of 96% of all shoes.
Wow.
In addition, E. coli was detected on 27% of shoes, along with 7 other kinds of bacteria, and which can cause other bacteria, which cause urinary tract infections and respiratory infections.
Ooh, I don't like those.
This came from a health magazine, actually, back on January 8th. So one of the PhDs in microbiology at the University of Arizona. Yeah. We walked through things like bird droppings, dog waste, and germs on public restroom floors, all of which are sources of E. coli, says Kelly Reynolds, PhD microbiologist. Researchers then wanted to know about the transfer of bacteria from shoes to uncontaminated home floors, and they discovered that the transfer of bacteria from shoes to home floors ranged from 90 to 99%.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, basically.
So, 90% of what's on your shoe got in your house.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so disgusting.
Yeah, pretty darn gross. It goes on and all kinds of other statistics.
I know in the bathrooms, men miss constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's disgusting what you do. Right. But I imagine, so you women putting your purses on the floor is a bad idea.
I never put my purse on the floor.
No.
No, I never do.
That's horribly disgusting if anyone does.
Right.
Because then they're just putting that everywhere. You set it in your lap.
Yeah.
And then you put it on your kids.
Right. Put it on your kids.
So they're like Quincy.
So there you go. If you weren't sure about the shoe debate, there's some good facts for you.
So don't wear shoes in my home.
Take your shoes off
when
you come in so you don't transfer all the outdoor stuff in. So it makes sense. That common sense kind of says, okay.
And if you're wearing socks, then that's okay, right? Because if you're not, then we got sweaty feet.
Absolutely.
Throw stuff
so
on
I want to
floor.
Remind folks of our free furnace sale that we have going on from APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Free furnace sale with a qualifying purchase of an air conditioner going on till the month of January, to the end of the month of January. You can call for your free estimate at 913-825-6600. Again, 913-825-6600 to get your free estimates. We also want to make sure that you know that you can still get your furnace safety and clean check done by APW by also calling 913-825-6600. Let them know you heard us on the radio to get that special. And we can get those furnaces nice and clean and make sure they're working properly and efficiently for your home throughout the rest of the winter months there. So, and then going into that, Keith, you had some other points?
Yeah. So what we have to, the cleaning part, actually, we never quite finished. And so this is what you have to understand. And so a lot of times we're doing service and we're trying to actually figure out like why the blower motor isn't working well, or people will complain, it doesn't feel like I'm getting enough heat. Well, we find out that the furnace is burning enough. And the problem is there's not enough airflow. So we'll go down, and here's the crazy part, is that we'll pull out the filter and all of a sudden the airflow comes back. So they just did a service call, and the only thing we did was walk down there and pulled the filter out. Now, we're going to go through the rest of it and find out, make sure everything's working correct, capacitors, connectors.
But the great thing is that what great point you're making that I want to reiterate is the fact that you, the homeowner, don't have to be intimidated by your furnace. You, the homeowner, don't have to be afraid of what you can do to take care of your home. And that could be just replacing your filters. The filter is there for the furnace first. That's what the filter was there for, is to make sure that it didn't have too much dust getting into or onto the blower motor. So that's what you want to take care of. And when it's caved in because there's so much dust collected in on it, and now your furnace is having to work triple harder than it ever had before, only because all you had to do was replace your furnace.
Right. And that's what, so that's the one of the first things you want to do before you do any service call. There's a couple things that we always tell you to look at. One is, if you don't feel like you're getting enough heat, but it's running, just pull out your filter and put a new filter in. Hey, now, a lot of filters have a direction arrow, especially when you get into the 2, 3, and 4-inch filters, 5-inch filters. They have a direction arrow. That's the other thing we'll see, is people will turn the arrows the wrong way, and so it causes the blower to not get enough air circulation. So that will save you, probably 25% of the service calls that we run is just replacing your filter and then making sure that if it's a larger than a 1-inch filter, that it has a directional arrows pointing the correct way.
Exactly. And it's pretty easy to do. You can pick them up at obviously any other store, but APW does sell filters. We can actually drop ship them right to your house, so you can have a whole 6-month or even year supply. So we can make it super easy for you, so you don't have to go figure out what filter you need. You can just call APW. We'll know which one you need, and we can get it sent out to you right in just a few days.
Right. The best part about using us is if you go to the store, most of the filters, people always look confused on what type of filter to use. It's one of the harder things for them to decide. And the problem is that they mark them good, better, best. Just so you know, we have no clue what that means. Because since they're not rated, good, better, best could mean virtually anything.
And we really want you to look at the MERV rating, the MERV rating. And that is really what, all the way from 1 all the way to 20. And that's what's important, is not good, better, best. It's the MERV rating is what you actually want to look at.
Right. And you typically don't go above 12 in residential houses just because of the airflow. It can cause negative air pressure. So you want to make sure that that you don't go above 12. And typically 3, 4, and 5-inch filters will go up to 12 MERV rating. When you have a 1-inch filter, you're typically going to get it about a MERV 7. Not quite as good, but a MERV 7 is still a really good filter.
Yeah, way better than 2 or 3, that's for sure.
Right, but you can't just do the good, better, best. It doesn't help. Here's the best part, is we can ship them, and we're virtually going to be cheaper than you going to the box stores to buy them.
That's right.
And we'll ship them to your door. The good thing is you're going to have an American-rated filter. Now, I don't mean that like, oh, just Americans can do them. But however, if they don't have a MERV rating, they're not rated to U.S. standards. And so you don't know what you're getting, and you're just kind of guessing.
Gotcha. So you can call 913-825-6600. We ship all over the metro. We actually service an hour radius around our centrally located office. And APW would love to get that out to you and help the filter part of what you do to maintain your furnace, you know, easy for you so that you don't have to worry about it. I know filters are not the most, you know, fancy and exciting thing to talk about when it comes to furnaces, but it's the most, like you said, we run a lot of service calls because folks don't know how to replace them or just forget about it. It's kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem is that we'll see them. Will they even have them downstairs? It's just if you have a 1-inch filter, you must go and replace them a minimum of once a month.
Right. And okay? We can actually, like I said, I want to remind you, we can drop ship those to you. If you just give us a call, we'll find out what you need. And we can send you a 6-month or 12-month supply, whatever you need. So you can call 913-825-6600 to get set up on that little plan. And also call for your free furnace sale. If you're looking to replace, this is the time to do it with a qualifying purchase of an air conditioner. Get your free estimate. So call now for your free furnace at 913-825-6600. 913-825-6600. Thanks for listening to APW Help for Homes. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello and welcome back to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford and across from me is Dixie Wilford.
And welcome back. And we are having fun in here. I don't know what you're laughing about over there, but we are having fun.
I'm thinking of gummy bears and Quincy.
Oh my goodness. But, you know, I missed out on that story. If you were listening earlier, our 6-year-old had been kind of doing some digging around, if you will.
Searching for gold.
So her hands may have smelt a little poopy, and so she was handing out gummy bears to everyone with her poopy smelling hands.
She was palming them. She was like rubbing them through her hand, like massaging the bear.
Gross. So they were nice and warm.
They were poopy bears. Yeah, they were. Right. Oh my gosh, you guys don't know how funny that is.
So we're still laughing about that. So I want to let people know about a free furnace sale. This is exciting for the month of January. If you're looking to replace your furnace, this is the time to do it with a qualifying purchase of an air conditioner combo. So if you've got an aging old furnace, it's just not keeping up the way you want it to, especially in these 10-degree days that we've had. So this is the time. You know, this last week, if it wasn't keeping up, you know, guys, it's not going to continue to keep up. Get a free estimate from APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Find out what the Dixie difference really is all about and take advantage of our free furnace sale with a qualifying purchase of an air conditioner through the month of January. We can't do this all year long because it's, it's not financially a good decision to do it all year long, but we do like to do the specials when we can. So that you can, we can bring savings to you. You can learn more about APW if you're not already a customer. If you are, we always appreciate your business. And thank you so much for keeping, coming back to APW. So take advantage of the free furnace sale going on right now. It's a great time to purchase if you're looking and in the market. Let us come out and do a free estimate at 913-825-6600. Again, 913-825-6600, or you can give us an email shout out at apwplumbing@gmail.com.
Yeah. And so the second service call that we get a lot on that would save you money is the batteries in your thermostat. So what will happen is we'll get a phone call saying my furnace isn't turning on. And we ask them about their thermostat and they'll say, I see nothing. And we'll ask them to check the batteries. However, some people have us come out and they say nothing about their thermostat. So we have no idea. So we'll come out there. And we don't mind coming out. We'll see you all day long if that's what you want, right? So don't get me wrong.
Of course.
We'll come and spend time with you. However, I'd prefer you don't spend the money for a service call, for something that's only a few dollars that you can do yourself. That's why we preach so much of just order the filters from us. We'll send them to you. Replace 1-inch filters once a month. Right. If you do that, it's going to save probably 1/3 of all your calls or 25% of your calls.
And the longevity of your unit. Right. So really, those filters are so important for the efficiency, but also to take care of the internal components like your blower motor. That's why you want to replace the filters, we've been talking about the whole segment here.
Yeah. So. And the blower motor is only, $700 to $1,500? So sure, let them break.
Major expense. Exactly. Okay. So, but batteries, that's not a major expense.
No. Matter of fact, you can buy a 14-pack of AAA batteries for $4.
Right. Okay. And I'm glad you know that.
Yeah. And so, but that's a lot of most of your thermostats have batteries that they're running off of. And so that's what's keeping the screen going. So what you want to do is whenever we do energy savings agreements or ESAs.
Which is our two visits a year to come clean right. your furnace this time of year and your air conditioner during close to spring and summer.
Right. No matter what, we pull the old batteries out and put new ones in. It doesn't matter if they seem fine, don't seem fine. We don't care. We just replace batteries. So imagine that's why I know the price of batteries, because we buy a lot of batteries.
We do.
So we're replacing those batteries in there. But for you guys that aren't using us for ESAs, one is you should. For energy savings agreement. But if you're going to go audit on your own or not do anything, the couple things you can do to save that big service call is just to go there and replace your batteries once a year. If it's in the springtime or in the summertime.
When you're doing your smoke detectors, that's a good time to just replace all the batteries. Throw your thermostat in there as well and replace those batteries too.
Right. And you need to be committed to this. And I don't mean to parent you, but, you know, if you're not committed to this, you're just going to waste money on service calls that are unnecessary. And it's just silly. You got better things to spend your money on. You have a family to take care of. So a couple dollar battery is worth replacing versus you spending a service call or going without heat, which is even worse than that when your family's freezing, all because of some AAA batteries.
Right.
So go in, check your thermostat, replace the batteries no matter what, once a year. I don't care if you see a screen, don't see a screen, just replace the batteries, because that's exactly what we tell our service techs. Get your equipment cleaned. It'll save you tons of money. You know what? Actually, the cost of a service call is going to be almost as much as the cost of coming out twice to clean, and you save the energy efficiency. And that's why we keep pressing it so much for you to do this.
Yeah, and then one of the important reasons to get an energy savings agreement done by any company, but of course APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
Actually, we do good cleaning, so.
And we do good. We do good. And is that you basically, the importance of getting it done, again, you got me off track here, is that you can lose up to 5% efficiency every year not maintaining your mechanical equipment. So think about that. You maintain your car with an oil change. Why wouldn't you maintain your mechanical equipment in your house? You can lose up to 5% efficiency each year. That's up to 50% over 10 years. You want your furnace to last as long as it can, and you want to get the most efficiency out of it for as long as you can, because it is a major expense when you come to replace it. So make sure that you take care of it once a year.
Right.
That's not a lot to ask. When purchasing an energy savings agreement from APW, do get equipment from APW, which we have our free furnace sale going on right now. You get your very first year done for free. So we give your first year of energy savings agreement, which is two visits a year to come out and clean and check and efficiency and all that great stuff on your furnace and your air conditioner for the first year for free. So you'll find inexpensive parts will fail if you don't maintain your equipment each year. It's another real reason to make sure you maintain your furnace and your air conditioner. You will get a reduction of service calls by maintaining your equipment every single year. Just like with your car, we do that automatically by maintaining, getting an oil change, taking care of our car so we can get from point A to point B. Why don't you do it for your home? You absolutely should. APW would love to help you out with this. Make it easy. We'll give you the reminder calls twice a year that it's ready to get done. 913-825-6600 would be the number to call. You can call right now, 913-825-6600, and we'll get you on the schedule at your nearest availability.
Yeah, and so the cleanings that we're going to get into, they do a huge amount for the small electronic components. And that's what you have to understand. It's the details of what we're cleaning. But the big deal is, as we're there, we get to fix little things that need to be wiped down or cleaned that you're not paying the service calls. And if there is anything going wrong, we're going to be able to tell you. Because remember, 26% of the life of your equipment is based on you cleaning it. 70% of the life of your equipment is based on how they installed it. 4% is based on the brand. So the brand doesn't matter. So get off of what brand name you're looking at, you're having. As long as it's one of the major four or five companies, you're fine. What you care about is how is it being installed and how am I maintaining it? You look at your energy bills and all that money going out each month is based on those things. Also, how long it's going to last you, and putting out that big ticket's huge.
All righty. Well, we are at the end of our show. We appreciate you listening every week to Keith and I at APW Help for Homes. We do have the free furnace sale going on till the end of January for qualifying purchase of an air conditioner. And also call for your $49 furnace clean and check. 913-825-6600. 913-825-6600. Have a great rest of the day.
Stay warm.